Welcome to the October 5th, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, sponsored by our valued partner, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's Fortnite is What's Next After Standout Summer? Authored by our CEO, Dr. Joe Bettitz. Peak golf season is in the rearview mirror. There are fewer daylight hours, temperatures are dipping, leaves are falling, and in some parts of the country, golf facilities are beginning the process of shutting down until next year. It was a strong summer for golf. The latest national rounds data through the end of August indicates year-to-date play is up by about 4% compared to the same period a year ago. But how does play through the end of summer stack up versus recent pre-pandemic years and compared to 2021, which saw record levels of play throughout the United States? In a nutshell, demand has remained strong, especially in golf-rich parts of the country with shorter seasons than in the Sun Belt. At the start of September, rounds were trending 17% ahead of the three-year average from 2017 to 2019 and about 1% above 2021. The most notable gains thus far have been in the Mid-Atlantic, plus 10% year-to-date, East-North Central, plus 8.5%, and West-North Central, plus 8.1% regions, a population-dense swath from the Northeast to the upper Midwest. Consider that the 15 states in those three regions, from New Jersey to Nebraska, have over 6,800 golf courses and 9.3 million on-course golfers between them. If a fall weather is favorable for golf in these seasonal states, it could help push 2023 toward a record-setting year for play. The most significant late-season impacts on play will come in the Sun Belt, however. States like Florida and Texas are coming off the second-hottest June to August stretch on record. In the Sunshine State, that included the highest average July and August temperatures in the 129 years on record for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Florida's August play was down almost 10% year over year. In Arizona, average July temperatures reached record levels, contributing to a minus 8% dip in rounds. Arizona's average temps in August weren't quite as severe, only top 10 on record, and rounds were down 4%. 2023's chances of being a record-setting year for play will boil down to, well, weather, rather than whether the appetite to play still exists. States like Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas count almost 3,400 courses and over 6.6 million golfers between them, a figure that doesn't account for annual influx of snowbirds and traveling golfers from cold weather climates. We'll be watching the numbers closely and keeping you informed as the final months of the year play out. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. If you're not currently a member of the NGF, you really should be. As someone who's interested in golf industry insights and data, you'll have access to all of NGF's member-only research reports, industry highlights, and current information about the golf industry. Everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions towards achieving your personal and business goals. To learn more about our membership options or to join securely online, head over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.